When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Bill's hat, see what it says?
First rate ag.
It does say first rate ag. The full service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer, been in business for 25 years. Reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris, and please mention the ticket.
Me and Parker talk often about growing season. So Parker was texting with me on Saturday. So Parker's texting with that.
You guys
and
talking?
And we're talking about nitrogen, my infatuation with nitrogen on getting that. And he goes, I appreciate it, Bill, but sulfur also is very important, which I didn't know.
Wow.
Then he sent me an emoji with the hands grasped together and with nitrogen and sulfur coming together as one.
Really?
So I'm going to get kind some
like
sulfur.
Kind of like Lake in Omaha, maybe.
And then also he said, he goes, just send me a soil sample from your yard. I can tell you what you need.
How did
more
you send
of
that?
I haven't done it yet, but that's what he does.
You're going to send an envelope?
Was that in an envelope? Some dirt.
Just soil. Get some soil.
Some soil to see if I need sulfur. That's what he's doing for the people. Parker.
It's good. So you got to get some dirt,
yeah.
Put it in a, I think that's what you, no, I mean, you'd probably want to put
maybe
it in a plastic
vial?
Bag.
In a vial?
Or
a vial,
or
good word.
No, plastic
bag. I think so. Sandwich bag.
Yeah.
Glad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Small one.
I mean, he's going to test my sulfur.
And then,
you got to see it all. He said, it's not just nitrogen.
What if it comes up that you need sulfur?
He's going to bring some down. He's going to run it down. Yeah.
Also, he's
got concerns right now. You know, with the drought being over, my dad goes, weeds are going to come like crazy.
Yeah,
well, I mean, it's coming.
They're seeing them.
It's coming.
You got to have a plan.
So that, who do you need?
First rate ag.
Parker and Chris, and get a brisket while you're there.
Get a brisket.
The best place to go.
Yes,
really is.
Get a brisket.
Yeah.
First rate ag.
First rate ag.
So you have com. You call them and ask about nitrogen.
Yes, I do. Well, quite often we just have a nitrogen text line.
I had to see that text.
I got to tell you, Jake, I'm impressed by Bill's this working knowledge of crops and nitrogen.
He's on top of things.
And sulfur now. He's adding.
I will remember the Kentucky Derby in a completely different way now from Jake's comments. Jockey talk.
Jockey talk.
Nope.
How about trainers there, Jake?
It wasn't a blowout.
Try to help you out with
blowout.
I don't think that's what it is.
New terminology for you guys. Come on.
It was incredible.
So all the horses were lugging in.
I said two, to be fair. I said two.
Jake is incredible. It was just incredible. Nothing was on. There was one thing wrong.
I got Mystic Dan right. The winner. That was it.
You got that. Sanderson had him to win.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
He won a lot of money. Nice job, Sanderson.
Hey, by the way, before we get to this basketball thing and then game show.
Yeah, please.
Guilt Nerd. Chimed in. He said, Coach Bush, I did not attend the graduation as I had a tea time to attend to.
Nice.
But Mrs. Giltnerd was there and said you knocked it out of the park.
Good job. Thank you
for coming down to our big, small town, Giltnerd.
That's very nice of him like that. And I had a chance to meet a lot of the Giltner parents afterwards and grandparents and different people. So that was a lot of fun. Like I said, it was an incredible day. Giltner
is
a
nice
place.
Out?
It was very nice. At that. Giltner is just, it's kind of south of Aurora is where the best way to describe it, like that, close to Grand Island. So I was getting close. I was getting out, you know, heading out. As you said, I'm heading out towards Holdridge. in that area. So
it's kind of a day for you.
Oh, it was very nice. Yeah. I said, if I could vacation, I could live in Giltner. Really.
Did you stop and get something to eat and drive?
I got a snack at Love's. Pulled off in Love's. Yes.
Love. Exactly the Love's you're talking about.
Yeah, really good. Yeah. Love's.
Pretty good.
Love's is really good. We had a Buckies. Wish we had a Buc-ee's.
I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
No, Buc-ee's is pretty. The Buc-ee's I went to down in Dallas, it's like at the apex of like 9 interstates. I mean, it is incredible where it's located. There was at least 500 to 600 people there at one time. Think about that. Mm-hmm. At one time.
They can handle it, though.
They can handle it. Yeah. Bathroom's amazing. Mm-hmm. I will say this. Love's bathroom's very nice, too.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I like Love's.
Yeah.
Thank you, gas station.
Thank you for chiming in on that.
I saw this yesterday from the weekend, that Nebraska basketball.
This makes sense.
We're not really sure again what to expect from them yet. It's still very early, and they've lost some key players. They got some players in the portal, but Joe Lunardi did his way too early. ESPN bracketology has Nebraska as an 8 seed in next year's NCAA tournament.
It's kind of exciting.
It's exciting. Just think, hey, back to back tournaments for the first time in ever. The 90s to do
that. You
guys
know where I'm at with Fred getting the extension and all about it and all about Nebraska basketball, and I'm at that, but this just annoys me. extremely annoys me. I mean, to talk about bracketology on an 8 seed right now and they don't even tip off for 6 months, come
it
on.
It annoys him.
It really does.
Here's why it might annoy him. You don't even know what the rosters are.
What I mean. There's nothing about that. If someone read that and going like, huh, unbelievable. Cincinnati, 2 seed. Oh, I didn't see that coming. Really? Yeah, no one did. It doesn't interest
How
me.
Would he possibly know, for instance, if he you just take doesn't. Nebraska, if like, you take Nebraska, just take Nebraska as a microcosm in this discussion. How would he possibly know how these pieces are going to fit? Could he even name who they got?
What was Nebraska? What were they this year?
They were an 8 seed.
They've lost some good players.
Yeah.
The roster's different. Could be better.
Could be better.
But I'm just saying, but it doesn't. That simply made someone just says to him, like, and I would imagine if he really got Lunardi by himself, like, what do you think he's going? Yeah, they just made me do it.
No, he would say, I don't want to do this, my guess.
Yeah, he's probably like, well, yeah.
And ESPN, way too
ESPN's
early.
ESPN's like, no, do it. I want you to do it way too early. He's like, really? So he's just like this.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
See,
yeah,
4-1. Does he have St. Peter's in there as a 15?
Now it would be really impressive if Joe Lunardi came on our station and could reel off who Fred got from the portal and what those guys are about. Yeah. I would be freaked out.
The reason he got them what's gonna happen.
No, Jake, you'd have to do it this way. You wouldn't. I'd want to get him off the cuff. Like if we told him he was coming on the show, he could do some research and come on the show.
That's true. Yeah.
But if I just ran into him on O Street out
Joe,
here,
Joe, come on in.
Joe, who's Nebraska guy? Just give me a quick run. If he knew that, I'd be freaked out.
Just right away. What do you think about Minnesota next year? Well, I'll tell you what's going on there.
Right.
If he could do
click. I don't know if he could do that. Or
I will
not.
Say this: they're pros. They do.
Joe's a pro.
They have an incredible amount of knowledge. Right. I'm just saying right now, I have zero interest in. In bracketology, I mean, in early, be honest with you, it doesn't even anything before, even before the new year. I have, and they start all these, you know,
well,
first four out in December.
Yeah.
Nebraska fans like to see themselves in a positive light.
It's and respect.
This was, what? This was that.
It's respect.
So. Is it way too early? Absolutely. Is it insane? Yes, it probably is.
I'll tell you
is,
what, though. I'll
I'm pulling for positively. You know that. Yeah.
Oh, I know you are. I'll tell you what, Jake and Bill. It was exciting this year. Jake was in Memphis. Is Jerry with us?
No. Game show.
Jerry DiNardo is on the phone.
I thought it was DiNardo.
That would really freak me out.
Or Smutty.
Or Jerry.
I was hoping it was Smutty. Yeah. I'd love to talk to Jerry about
this. Now, hold on. It was really exciting this year. I mean, that's what I don't want to forget in this conversation.
No, and I'm all about that.
I know you
this
are.
Is all.
I know
this you is. Are. Nebraska may be way better. I'm pulling for that. The only reason this thing all got worked out is because what? Dennis LeBlanc got things worked out.
Yeah, LeBlanc.
Give me way to go, Dennis.
Hey, Dennis. You know that? Hey, I real quick. Give me 5 days.
I'll get everything. Operator.
Oh, by the way, we'll also have the highest graduation rate in Big Ten. So mm-hmm. You want that? I'll get some deals done. This is LeBlanc based.
Yep.
Yes.
Everything.
And
is.
You
everything
spilled is. A drink on him.
I did.
And what did he say? Did he get upset?
No, he was cool. He was very calm.
Like he didn't, Jack and Coke right on his sleeve.
I can't believe it. It's the fact that we all three saw it very.
And you kind of whipped it on him, kind of like the owner of the Panthers threw the drink on
Tapper.
Yeah,
Tapper.
Jake's yeah, Tapper. It's kind of the same way. He just kind of whipped it on.
Not what?
It
was just like a Tourette thing. Like, just
all of a sudden, and there's video of it. It's a sad part.
What I was
someone
doing.
Saw that.
I don't know, but thank God for LeBlanc getting it done.
Yeah, LeBlanc gets
way to go,
it done.
Dennis.
Yes.
Jerry's on the line.
For the game show. Okay. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Talking about Nebraska basketball. How about college basketball head coaches?
Okay.
I'll give you the coach. You tell me what school he's at.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Right. Kind of random today, Jake.
Well, I just did it with Nebraska basketball, the topic there. So nice. College basketball.
Let's do it. College.
464-568-5. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down, Sip and Bill and Trivia. College basketball head coaches. We feel okay about this, right?
Yeah.
Sip, give it a chance. Bill?
Okay,
Sip will kill this. He will.
All right.
No, I don't know about that.
Let's see how. Uh-oh. We lost Jerry.
Oh,
Jerry. Boy. Jerry got concerned by the topic and dropped off.
I don't think
off.
So. I think there was an error. Something happened over there, I think.
Are we playing a young Ben for this one? Or
Ben. Ben. Why did Ben hang up on him? Ben hung up on Jerry. First day, gave me palms up and hung up on our caller. This is going great, Ben. Should work perfect.
That's great.
Show's tanking.
No, sometimes the producers have a hard time with the phones when they first start.
Right, we have a new caller.
Okay, Ben.
We have a new caller.
Cullen.
Cullen. Is that right? Cullen, is that your name?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All Cullen. Right, here we go. You got in. Thank Ben for what happened. Ben hung up on the previous caller.
These are bagels that Jerry's not getting.
I heard it.
Well, all right, here we go. Bill's a lifeline for Sip for one question, as always. Cullen, first question goes to you. What school is Bobby Hurley the head coach of?
UConn.
No, that'd be Dan. Dan. That'd be Dan.
I got this.
Got
I got
it.
This.
Not
yeah.
I got it.
Go ahead, oh, I got it.
Okay.
I mean, I think it was some. I think he it was in some hot water, but he survived. He's in Arizona State.
That is correct, Arizona State.
Was he on the rocks a little bit?
He's on the hot seat a little bit down there, a little bit. Yeah. But he's still there.
Still there.
1-0 lead, Sip. Bills in play. First question for you.
Let's nail this now.
What school is Randy Bennett the head coach of?
Randy Bennett.
Been there for a long time.
Oh, he's been. A hint. That was a hint.
That's all I'm going to say. That's all. Only
Randy Bennett has been there for a long time. Bennett. Bennett.
I have no idea.
I wonder if it's one of those strange Wisconsin schools.
Five. Four. Three. Two.
Bennett.
One. Need a
Florida.
That's a terrible.
They've had some turnover at Florida quite often, so no, it's not.
Oh, it's not a bad guess?
No, it's a bad guess.
Okay. Yeah.
Cullen, do you want that one or not?
I'll take it.
Go
they
ahead.
They choked in the first round. St. Mary's.
St. Mary's. Been there since 2000 at St. Mary's. Consistent tournament team out of the Western
Coastal
Conference.
You should know that.
Back to you, Cullen, for the lead. Last question. What school is Brian Dutcher the head coach of?
It's an easy one.
San Diego State. Yeah.
Brilliant. San Diego State.
He's come up on the show before.
Runner-up 2 years ago in the tournament.
Okay, yep. Here we go. We need to get this tie.
Yeah, we got to get into overtime.
Bill is in play here for the tie. What school is Chris Jans the head coach of?
I'm gonna make a guess here.
Okay.
Xavier.
We're at 1-0. We stole the in.
The head coach at Xavier is Sean Miller. The head coach at Chris Jans is at Mississippi State. So congrats, Colin. We'll get your Bengals. Thanks for calling.
Colin, nice
Colin
job
on the road. He took Jerry's Bengals today.
Colin's a basketball fan.
Yeah,
Colin,
he knew his stuff.
Yeah, Colin is a college basketball fan.
Yeah, he knows his stuff.
Those are good, Jake. Those weren't bad.
It wasn't bad. It was fun. It was okay, Jake.
Okay.
It was fun.
You're grading the game shows now. All right.
Yes, we are.
Bill.
We are grading the game
Bill, show. Tiebreaker. Brian Dutcher has coached 235 games at San Diego State.
Really? 235? That many?
How many games has he won?
Okay.
Of 235.
179.
Ooh, that's a guess. That's a good guess. It's a little high, though. He's too high. Under.
177.
Jeez.
So both. So good description and good guess.
That
by
is an
Bill.
Incredible guess.
It's my skill set.
He is
very good at the tiebreaker.
Skill set.
Strangely good at that.
He was two wins off.
And Bill is not looking at anything. He doesn't have a computer.
No, he's just going.
So people are listening. Think no, don't.
You think I have a lot of like Dutcher information on my
he's an insider on Brian Dutcher. He's 177-58, a 753 win percentage at San Diego State.
Whoa.
How about that?
That's clipping.
That's some coaching right there.
That's some coaching.
So well done to Cullen. Comes back and
wins. Hey, Jake, we are grading the game show, by the way.
Like
I heard your off-the-cuff remark.
It sounds like you
so
are.
So we're grading the game show now. That's what you said. Yeah, yeah. We are.
Well, I'm glad I got a
do
good score.
Do you guys
today.
Think?
All right, pass today. Woohoo! Yes, Bill?
I was wondering, do you guys think we should send LeBlanc to Omaha?
To help out?
With the
rift divide.
And olive leaf branch?
I would say white. That's an obvious yes, right? Tennis. We got to get to Omaha.
LeBlanc to Omaha.
fix it.
Take
fix
an olive leaf with you.
Fix the rift.
An olive leaf.
Well, that's why maybe we can do an olive branch.
We'll get a motorcade for you, too.
We'll whisk you. We'll take Shin Daddy.
Yeah. We'll take LeBlanc. A leaf, a branch, and Shin Daddy.
What could go wrong? Perfect. The spillover.
And Dwayne Lucas. We'll take it down there. The jockey.
Jockey. Spillover.
For Exarban.
Break on the ticket.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.